This week's newsletter describes a fixed vulnerability affecting the NBitcoin library. Also included are our regular sections summarizing discussion about changing Bitcoin's consensus rules, announcing new releases and release candidates, and describing notable changes to popular Bitcoin infrastructure software news, consensus bug in NBitcoin library. Bruno Garcia posted to Delving Bitcoin about a theoretical consensus failure in NBitcoin that could occur when using OpenIP. When the underlying array is at full capacity and stack, remove -2 is called. The remove operation deletes the item at index 14 and then attempts to shift the subsequent elements down. During this shift, the implementation may try to access array 16, which does not exist, leading to an exception. This bug was found through differential fuzzing, and since the failure was caught in a try/catch block, it may never have been found with traditional fuzzing techniques. After finding the problem, Bruno Garcia reported it to Nicolas Doria on October 23, 2025. On the same day, Nicolas Doria confirmed the issue and opened a patch to resolve it. There is no known full node implementation using NBitcoin, so there is no risk of a chain split, which is why the disclosure was made quickly. Changing consensus, a monthly section summarizing proposals and discussion about changing Bitcoin's consensus rules. L-Enhanced soft fork. Moonsettler proposes a soft fork for L-Enhanced now that all four of its constituent opcodes have updated BAP and reference implementations. BIP-119, OpCheck Template Verify, BIP-340, 8, OpCheck Sigfrom Stack, BIP-340, 9, Op Internalkey, NBIP-1699, Op Pair Commit, Add Rebindable Signatures and Multicore, Commitments to TapScript and Next. Transaction commitments to all script versions. A similar TapScript-only opcode package that includes OP template, hash, was recently proposed. It has similar capabilities, but it does not support general multi-commitments. Because it is newer, it is still awaiting further feedback and review. Benchmarking the VARUP's budget first, Julian posted a call to action to benchmark Bitcoin script execution under the VARUP's budget. The script restoration team, as mentioned in newsletter number 374, asks that users run their benchmarks and share the results from a wide variety of hardware and operating systems. This will confirm or improve the chosen VARUP's parameters. In response to Russell O'Connor, Julian also clarified that the VARUP's budget would be used instead of, not in addition to, the SIGUP's budget in the new TapScript version. SLHDSA Sphinx post-quantum signature optimizations second, continuing the discussions around hardening Bitcoin against quantum computing, Conduition presented his work on optimizing the Sphinx signing algorithm. These optimizations require several megabytes of RAM. They also need locally compiled shaders. The shaders are highly optimized, CPU-specific machine code. They can be durably cached or computed at startup. Where applicable, the optimized Sphinx signing and key generation operations are an order of magnitude faster than the previous state of the art. They are also only two orders of magnitude slower than elliptic curve operations. More importantly, the optimized signature verification is approximately as fast as elliptic curve signature verification. Releases and release candidates. New releases and release candidates are available for popular Bitcoin infrastructure projects. Please consider upgrading to new releases or helping to test release candidates. Core Lightning version 25.12 is a release of this major Lightning Network implementation. It adds BOP39 mnemonic seed phrases as the new default backup method. It improves pathfinding. It adds experimental just-in-time channel support and many other features and bug fixes. Due to breaking database changes, this release includes a downgrade tool in case something goes wrong. See below for more information. LDK 0.2 is a major release of this library for building Lightning applications that adds support for splicing experimental, serving and paying static invoices for async payments. 0.3 commitment channels using ephemeral anchors, as well as many other features, bug fixes, and API improvements. Notable code and documentation changes. Notable recent changes in Bitcoin Core, Core Lightning, Eclair, LDK, LND, Libsec 2, 150, 6K1, Hardware Wallet Interface HWI, Rust Bitcoin, BTC Pay Server, BDK, Bitcoin Improvement Proposals, BIPs. Lightning Bolts, Lightning Blips, Bitcoin Inquisition, and Binanas. Core Lightning 8,720. 8 fixes a bug that caused HSMD to crash when a user entered the wrong passphrase. It now properly handles this user error case and exits cleanly. Core Lightning Pound 8702 adds a Lightning downgrade tool that downgrades the database version from 25.12 to the previous 25.09 in case of an upgrade error. Core Lightning Pound 8735 fixes a long-standing bug where some on-chain spends could disappear from CLEN view during a restart. Upon startup, CLEN rolls back the latest 15 blocks by default, resets the spend height of UTXOs spent in those blocks to null, and then rescans. Previously, CLEN failed to rewatch those UTXOs, which could cause CLEN to keep relaying channel announcements that had already been closed, or to miss important on-chain spends. This PR ensures that these UTXOs are rewatched during startup, and adds a one-time backward scan to recover any spends that were previously missed due to this bug. LDK pound 4226 begins validating the amount and CLTV fields of received trampoline onions against the outer onion. It also adds 3 new local failure reasons: temporary trampoline failure, trampoline fee or expiry insufficient, and unknown next trampoline. This is a first step towards supporting trampoline payment forwarding. First, LND issue number 10341 fixes a bug. The same Tor onion address used to be duplicated in both the node announcement and the Gitinfo output whenever the hidden service was restarted. The pull request ensures that the create new hidden service function never duplicates an address. Second, BTC Pay server issue number 6986 introduces monetization. This feature allows server administrators to require a subscription for user login. The subscription is discussed in newsletter 379. It enables ambassadors, Bitcoin users who onboard new users and merchants in local contexts, to monetize their work. There is a default 7-day free trial period and a free starter plan, but subscriptions can be customized. Existing users will not be automatically enrolled in a subscription, though they can be migrated later. First, BIP 2015 adds test vectors to BIP 54, the consensus cleanup proposal, by introducing a set of vectors for each of the 4 mitigations. The vectors are generated from the BIP 54 implementation in Bitcoin Inquisition and a custom Bitcoin Core mining unit test. They are documented with instructions for their use in implementation and review. See newsletter 379 for additional context. Want more? For more discussion about the topics mentioned in this newsletter, join us for the weekly Bitcoin OpTech recap on riverside.fm at 17:30 UTC on December 9th. The discussion is also recorded and will be available from our podcast's page.